हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ तृतीयोऽध्यायः। कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। We saw towards the end it is this desire and anger, and in fact Bhagavan reduced anger also to desire itself. Anger is nothing but a converted form. Unfulfilled desire converted alone is anger. Therefore, and it is this desire, maha ashanaha, maha papma, a great devourer, a great sinner. Is the desire sinner? No, desire is a natural phenomenon. Desire contributes for a person becoming a sinner when it is not managed. So we understand very well how hair on the head is a part of the physical body. It's a part of a human being. Even though it falls, it becomes white, becomes gray. It falls, but still it's a part of a human being. Human being, one of the aspects which constitute a human being is hair. Even though some people are bald, still, hair is part of an individual, physical body. In the same way, desire is a subtlest phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, a vritti, which is part of the mind, which is also part of an individual, but inexplicably subtlest. Like how we understand, we only understand them, desire, anger, a jealousy, or hatred, or fear, all these emotions we understand. And the desire is something which is natural, of course, and it has to be managed. You cannot undo the desire, we know very well, because it is not our creation. It is not produced by us. But desire, what is that which causes this phenomenon to come into existence? We know very well. Relatively, you can say immediate cause of the desire is sense of inadequacy centered on I. The root cause of the desire is ignorance. So ignorance is the root cause of everything. But the immediate cause is what? Like how immediate cause of the rebirth is karma, the root cause is ignorance. See, what is the immediate cause of this phenomenon called desire? Is sense of inadequacy centered on I. The need, desperate emotional need, is the immediate cause of the desire. So as long as a person is emotionally very needy, there will be desires. And desire for what am I desiring for may differ from person to person. I am desire, I am, what am I desiring for? What do I desire for? There the difference may be there. But the desire is there and a part of everyone. That is why it is not unless and until ignorance becomes resolved for good, there's no way of resolving the ignorance, the desire for good. That's the only way one can free oneself from the hold of desires. Until then, desires have to be managed. So managing that one phenomenon called a desire itself is as good as managing all other emotions also. And the desire management is actually self-management. Desire management is mind management. And mind management is self-management. And how can we manage our desires? The only way we can handle, we can manage our desire is commitment to live a life of dharma. There's no other way. There's no shortcut method. As Pujaswami says, there's no shortcut method at all. The only way you can handle, you can manage your desire is by being committed to live a life of dharma, which means one needs to be very alert in doing every action before you do it. What am I doing it for? How should I do it? Do it? That's very, very important. Dharma, that is how it is always said, commitment to live a life of dharma results in, you know, commitment to live a life of dharma means what? Makes a person very alert. It is this alertness in what I should do, what I should not do. It should not make a person really feel tired. That alertness in what I should do, what I should not do, how conscious I should be, that is what contributes to our intellectual sharpness. There's a trick, that is the trick. How a person who lives a life of dharma becomes very intellectually sharp. Intellectual sharpness is because of commitment to dharma. Conscious of dharma. Because you can't be mechanical and still be righteous. A person who is right, who wants to be righteous must be very conscious of what is being done. That is how alertness is important. Alertness contributes for what? Sharpness. Intellectual sharpness. The secret. Therefore, commitment to liberation of dharma is the only way of managing desire. If a person is capable of managing one's desire and he is capable of managing one's anger as well, that is how he is capable of managing all his emotions. That is how a person can be free from even the unnecessary anxiety, that one can be focused. It's anxiety contributes to distraction, restlessness. Attention goes away from what should be done to something else because of this non-management. Of course, we know all these things. So here, what we have already seen in these verses, I'm following this Bhashyam again, the Shankari Matam text only. So that's why we saw, let me read from verse number 39. Avritam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushporena nalena cha. We saw a beautiful commentary on that last class. And finally, we come to this portion, the 40th verse. Kim adhishthanaha punaha kamaha jnanasya avaranatvena vairi sarvasya lokasya iti apekshayam aha. So, kim adhishtanaha kamaha. Kim adhishtanaha kamaha means what? What is the adhishtanam for kama? See, adhishtanam literally means what? Support. What is that which supports, which enables the phenomenon called desire to survive? What contributes for the phenomenon called desire to survive? Why should we know that? If we know support of desires, the phenomenon called desire, if the support, the aiding, supportive aids are managed And then desire can be managed easily. Therefore, sthanam are discussed here. Let us see this, the verses again. Kim adhishtanaha punaha. Kim adhishtanaha punaha kamaha. Jnanasya avaranatvena. So, as an avaranam of the knowledge. So, having status of being a cover of jnanam. Jnanasya avaranatvena. Sarvalokasya vairi. Sarvasya lokasya vairi. Enemy of the entire world. Why enemy of the entire world? Jnanam is enemy of the desire. And desire is the enemy of the entire world. Because what is it which is your enemy? Your enemy is that which obstructs your spiritual progress. Which prevents you from being what you are. Anything which prevents you from being what you are is enemy. Isn't it? Because allowing yourself to be you are is being friendly. If I don't allow you to be what you are, the way you are, then I'm an enemy. And it is absolute well-being. The desire disturbs your absolute wellness, absolute well-being. Of what is absolute well-being? Swasthyam. Swasthyam means health. And just swastaha. It is not the previous class I said, abidance in one's own self is being at home. Is in fact, being yourself is swastha. A person who himself is a swastaha and being at home, being oneself is what? Swastim health. Anything which disturbs, which prevents you from being yourself is your enemy. Isn't it? Therefore, sarvasya lokasya, we saw, sarvasya lokasya, jnanasya avarnatvena vairi, enemy. Iti apekshayam aha. Then, so it is said, what are those? Because it's enemy of the entire world, it prevents the entire humanity. If it is the enemy of every human being. Therefore, shadi shatroho adhishtane jnate. If enemy's location is known, enemy's support system is known, then sukhena nibarhanam kartum shakyate. It is possible to undo, to manage and gradually to undo that. It is possible to undo. Nibarhanam kartum shakyate if support system of the enemy is known. Know the strength of your enemy. Then you weaken that strength. Then you can fail. You can easily fill it. That's the secret. Therefore, the verse begins now. Indriyani mano buddhihi asyadhishthana mucchyate yetair vimohayatyeshah jnanamavrutya dehinam. Indriyani mano buddhihi asyadhishthana mucchyate yetair vimohayatyeshah jnanamavrutya dehinam. So indriyani manaha buddhihi asya adhishtanam uchyate. The support of the desire is this indriyani sense organs, manaha mind and buddhihi. All subtle aspects. The desire is a phenomenon pertaining to the mind. The desire to rise, there must be what? There must be knowledge and support of the sense organs. So, with support of these, jnanam avritya, yeshaha kamaha, dehinam mohayati. This desire deludes, causes the delusion of the dehi, the individual. So, dehinam mohayati. Dehi is an akaranta pullinga shabda. Dehi, dehin shabda. Dehi, dehino, dehinaha, dehinam. So dehinam mohayati. Dehinam vimohayati. It delures the individual. How? Jnanam avritya. So covering the discriminative knowledge, covering the discerning capacity, it confuses, delures the individual. How? Etaihi, with the support of, the help of these subtle aspects. Etaihi jnanam avritya, esha means eshaha kamaha, this desire, mohayati, vimohayati. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So what Acharya says here, indriyani manaha buddhihi cha asya kamasya adhishthanam. Adhishthanam means what? Ashrayaha uchyate. So kamasya adhishthanam ashrayaha uchyate. These three factors together, sense organs, mind and intellect together, form, is said to be the support of this desire. How? I tell you, sense organs alone are supportive, first of all, in knowing the object, in perceiving the object. Desire cannot rise by itself for an unknown object. Desire can be only for a known object. If the object has to be known, there must be cognition, knowledge pertaining to any given object. Only then desire for that object can rise. How can you have desire for an unknown object? You can never have. At least you must have seen something in your dream. Even to dream also you must have already known. You can never dream an object which you do not know, you have not seen, experienced before. You can never have desire for an unknown object. You know, you must know. And you must have the cognition, knowledge pertinent to the given object. And to have the knowledge of the object, you must have perceived the object. Isn't it? So desire rises in the mind. So manaha adhishthanam. And it is possible for the desire to rise because you have the cognition of knowledge of the given object. The buddhi supports. And for knowledge to rise, you cannot know the object which has not yet been perceived. You must have perceived the object. And to perceive the object, sense organs are instruments. Therefore, sense organs being the instruments of perception, they are supportive of the desire. So sense organs, through perception, they support. Buddhi supports by entertaining the knowledge. And desire rises in the mind. Desav indriyani manaha buddhihi asya kamasya adhishtanam ashrayaha uchyate. Is said to be the ashrayaha support. But it is natural for any desire to arise. Isn't it? And again, desire itself is what ultimately, the desire itself is what expression of what? Expression of one's craving for one's happiness, ultimately. Therefore, it is very natural. So it is said here, etaihi indriyadibihi ashrayaihi. So etaihi is a pronoun in the verse. Acharya Sankhapada adds these words, extra words. Indriyadibihi ashrayaihi. So with the support of these sense organs, the organs, etc., sense organs, mind, intellect, etc., intellect. Vimohayati. See, he says, vividham mohayati. Vimohayati means what? Vividham mohayati. It causes delusion many ways. Because you develop so many other things also. If I fulfill this desire, I will have this. Once I have this, this I can accomplish. All building chasms in the air, isn't it? Like that, this is how so many wrong thinking, wrong notions you have, wrong conclusions you make. That's why vividham mohayati. This is how this desire deludes a person in many ways. Vividham mohayati, te vimohayati. Kaha mohayati yeshaha kamaha. And katham mohayati, to cause delusion in many ways, the desire must do some important thing. What is that? Jnanam avrunoti. It covers the discerning capacity. Whether it is right to do or wrong, not. That dharma adharma vivekam avrunoti. Thereby, it permanently covers what? Satyam mithya vivekam avrunoti. Atma anath vivekam avrunoti. Isn't it? So, first, dharmadhara vivekam avrunoti. It covers the discriminative, discerning capacity. Whether what is right and what is wrong. So, jnanam avritya vimohayati. Suppose, if it doesn't cover the discerning capacity, even if the desire is there, still you can handle the desire easily. If you know it is right, if you are conscious of what is right, you cannot do wrong, something wrong. You can go against dharma, you can do something wrong only, it must be very mechanical, which means you are not conscious of what is right and what is wrong. Even a thief, at the time of, if he knows, no, if he is conscious, no, it is wrong, it is very strongly known, he will not be able to do it. That's why jnanam avritya, yeshaha kamaha, vidham mohayati, it deludes a person in many ways. It means any conclusions you make, any plans you make, okay, this is how I want to fulfill this desire, any conclusion you make, to accomplish something, to the fulfillment of desire, they're all for, really, there's nothing is real there. That's why it's all moha. Vidham mohayati, jnanam avritya. Etaihi indriyadibihi, etesham sahayena. That's the meaning. Okay. So, avritya means what? Achadya. Jnanam avritya is equal to jnanam achadya. So, achadayati avrunoti means the same. Vrunoti chooses. Avrunoti covers. The prefix changes the meaning. So, chadayati covers. Achadayati completely covers. Okay? Achayati. So, jnanam avritya, having covered the discerning capacity, whom does this desire confuse, delude in many ways? Dehinam. So, dehinam, jivatmanam, sharirinam. Sharirinam, dehinam. Who is a shariri? Dehe tishtati. Deha asyasti iti dehi. Sharam asyasti iti shariri. Same meaning. Sharirinam dehinam. The individual jiva who has identity with the body, mind and complex, who looks at oneself as an individual, isolating oneself from the whole, that individual, no, he says, dehinam sharirinam eshaha kamaha vividham mohayati. It deludes many ways. That is the literal meaning of the verse. Let us see the next verse now. Yataha evam, therefore. Yataha, because of this. Yataha again is an indeclinable word, which means because. So, because of this reason, this is how desire is. This complete understanding of desire is a natural phenomenon. We are not creating it. We cannot undo it. We cannot suppress it. We have to only resolve. We can resolve only in the wake of jnanam. Until jnanam, you have to manage it. To manage it, you have no choice. You have to go live life of dharma. And to be able to be righteous also, you must be prayerful. Seek Bhagavan's grace to have strong will to manage live life of dharma. All these go with this, isn't it? So this is the sick. And this desire is capable of this covering our discerning capacity, and thereby it does delude the jivas. Therefore, what you should do? What are you going to do with the desire? That's what Bhagavan says next verse. Yataha evam. Next verse now. Therefore, what you should do, Arjuna, he says, தஸ்மாத் த்வமிந்த்ரியாண்யாதவ நியம்ய பரதர்ஷப. தஸ்மாத் த்வமிந்த்ரியாண்யாதவ நியம்ய பரதர்ஷப. பாப்மானம் ப்ரஜஹிஹ்யேனம் ஜ்ஞான விஜ்ஞான நாசனம். தஸ்மாத் த்வமிந்த்ரியாண்யாதவ நியம்ய பரதர்ஷப. நியம்ய பரதர்ஷப பாப்மானம் ப்ரஜஹிஹ்யேனம் ஞான விஞ்ஞான நாசனம். தஸ்மாத் தேர்ஃபோர். தேர்ஃபோர் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த ரீசன்ஸ் கிவன் அபவ் வாட் டிசையர் இஸ் ஹவு டிசையர் covers jnanam, how it causes delusion, because of this reason. Okay, therefore he says prajahi, may you manage, may you be victorious over this desire, may you win this. Okay, prajah, may defeat prajahi, may you. Tvam prajahi, a simple. How? Whom? Enam papmanam. May you defeat this sinna, the desire which contributes for committing sins. And who is? Jnana vijnana nashanam. It is destroyer of jnanam as well as vijnanam. See, a person who is disturbed by the desires, who is not able to manage the desires, and who is under spell of desires, and who is always active, having the only goal of fulfilling one's desires, will be highly disturbed and disturbed person. He cannot have any understanding of subtle facts of even material world also, is not possible. And where is the question of understanding spiritual knowledge, attaining for spiritual wisdom? Jnanam vijnanam ubhayape jnanasheti. See, non-management of the desire will result in completely ruining one's subtleness of the mind. So, knowledge of the worldly matters also is not possible. Knowledge of spiritual wisdom also is not possible. So, jnana vijnana nashanam papmanam yenam prajahi. In this verse, Bhagavan Krishna gives a big title to this desire. Jnana vijnana nashanaha and papma. Okay, papmanam jnana vijnana nashanam enam prajahi. How? He says niyamya. How you can undo this desire? How you can manage this desire? How can you defeat this desire? How? He says here, niyamya. Having managed. Niyamya literally means having controlled. But I will say having managed. First, adau, first thing, indriyani niyamya. So, indriya niyamaha, niyamanam. Indriya niyamanam is nothing but damaha. Okay? So, now we understand why it's very, very important to pay attention to every discipline. Mastery over one's sense organs is very, very important. Indriya nigraha or indriya niyamanam or damaha mean the same. Okay? The very important to take care of one's sense organs. So, what is damaha? We explained care of. Okay? You can go to Tattvabodha class or other Atmabodha class, where I explain everywhere. So, damaha, the managing one's sense organs is very, very important. So, what I am watching, what I am hearing, what I am smelling, what I am tasting, what I am talking, what I am hearing is very, very important. How much I do, what I do is very important. So, what is, see, avoiding anything unwanted which is not useful for us or others should be avoided. It can be of anything, isn't it? That is how you can have mastery over your sense organs. So, although in the very beginning, although first of all, in the beginning itself, having her mastery over one's sense organs, Indriyani Niyamya Bharatarshaba, then Enam Papmanam Jnana Vijnana Nashinam Tom Prajahi. This is the prosa of the verse. Okay. So he says, Indriyani Tasmat Adau He Bharatarshava Indriyani Niyamya Adau Papmanam Jnana Vijnana Nashinam Enam Kamam Prajahi. This is the literal meaning of the verse. See, unless we pay attention to this sensory discipline, we take care of this dhamaha, it is not possible to manage our desires. So mind management, in fact, the two ways. Mind management, so being conscious of not going against dharma is the only way of managing your mind. When that is there, it is possible to manage your sense organs also. Isn't it? Therefore, here he says, Tasmat, now I'm reading the Bhasham part, Tvam Indriyani Ado. So Ado means what? Purvameva. Before doing anything, if you want to have mastery over your desires, first thing, Purvameva, Indriyani Niyamya. Ado is equal to Purvameva. So Niyamya means what? Vashikritya. Vashikaranam means what? Having the sense organs under your spell is Vashikaranam. Vashikaroti in Tamil means attractive also. Okay, Vashikarati. Vashikaroti. Vashikaroti means what? Attracts. Attracting is Vashikaranam. But here, Vashikaroti means having mastery. Very important, isn't it? See, having mastery. Being attractive is what? Having mastery also. Isn't it? That's why Bhagavan is also called Vashikaraha. Bhagavan Swarupam is Jnanam. So Mohanaha, Sundaraha, Vashikaraha. Because happiness is the only most attractive thing in the world for all minds. Krishnaha. So Vashikaroti. So Vasham Karoti iti Vashikaroti, isn't it? So having mastery. So Indriyani Niyamya is equal to Vashikritya means having all the sense organs under one spell. So not allowing them to have mastery over you, not allowing them to enslave you, and having them under your control is what? Vashikaranam. So Niyamya Vashikritya, He Bharatarshaba. Papmanam. Papman means what? Papma sanakaranta shabdaha. Papmanam is equal to papa acharaha. Papa acharaha. See, papam acharayati. It is this craving for things, desire for things, makes a person even go against the dharma. Isn't it? When the pressurized by desire, impelled and compelled by desire, the craving sometimes it completely covers your discerning capacity. You cannot think it's right or wrong. You just do. Just for sake of fulfilling your desire, that is how desire becomes what? Papacharaha. Papam acharayati iti papacharaha. So papacharam papmanam, papacharam, who makes a person go against dharma, commit a sin also, that desire, kamam, papacha, papmanam, papacharam, kamam, prajahi. So papma is equal to papacharaha. Papacharaha is adjective of the word kamaha. Kamam, prajahi. He, prajahi. Means what here? Parityaja. Parityagaha. Parityaja means may you give up. So giving up the desire means what? You cannot give up the desire. You're not holding on to desire, as Swamiji says. You're not holding on to desire for you to give up desire. Here, ignoring, leaving the desire, freeing oneself from the pressure of needing, requiring to fulfill the desire. not doing anything to follow the disease, what? Simply ignoring, rejecting the disease. That is possible only when you have this discerning capacity, isn't it? Desire can arise. It doesn't mean that you need not fulfill the desire, isn't it? Therefore, he says, parityaja, prajahi is equal to parityaja. Yenam, who is this enemy who is under discussion now? Prakritam vairinam. Prakritaha vairi, who is the real vairi? The enemy who is under discussion now is this desire only. There is no other enemy for us. So, papacharam kamam prajahi parityaja yenam prakritam prakritam vairinam. Prakritaha vairi means the enemy who is now being discussed is our desire. Yenam prakritam vairinam parityaja. And who is his vairi? Why he is enemy? Because vijnana nashanaha jnana nashanaha. Jnana vijnana nashanam. Acharya explains now. Jnanam shastrataha acharyataha cha. Atmadinam avabodaha. Beautiful. Bhagavad Shankara Bhagavad explains what the two words are there. Jnana vijnana nashanaha. It is this desire unmanaged will contribute for mental turbulence, disturbance, and be impossible for a person to be able to focus on anything. The person who cannot focus cannot attain any jnana. Shravanam itself is not possible. Where is the question of mananam? Then where is the question of nididhyasam? Therefore, jnanam is not possible. It's not only the worldly wisdom, not only the spiritual wisdom, even the worldly wisdom also is not possible. Because any wisdom, any knowledge needs your focused attention. And focused attention is not possible for a person of disturbed, turbulent mind. Is it? So, Bhagavan says here, what is jnanam? Jnanam nashayati, vinashayati. It destroys means what? It ruins our capacity to know the truth. Jnanam, he says, shastrataha acharyataha cha atmadinam avabodaha. Avabodaha means understanding. Understanding of subtle facts, truth such as atma, etc. Not only Atma, even to understand Atma, you need to understand so many other things. For Atma Adinam. Atma Adinam Avabodaha. Understanding of many, many subtle facts, including the understanding of the reality Atma from the Shastram and Acharya. Very important. The Acharya speaks something without the Shastram, then no, Acharya. And the subject matter must be subject matter of the Shastram. Therefore, Shastram. The Shastram you cannot study by yourself. It must be from the Acharya. Therefore, he puts Shastrataha, Acharyataha, Atmadinam, Avabodaha. Understanding of many, many subtle facts pertaining to mental preparation, attainment of Jnanam, etc. Atma, which is received from understanding, obtained from the subject matter of the Shastram, unfolded by the teacher. So, Shastrataha, Acharyataha, Atmadinam, Avabodaha is meant by the word Jnanam. This knowledge, this desire unmanaged will not allow you to have that knowledge. It's one meaning, okay? Then, what is Vijnanam? He says, Viseshataha, Tadanubhavaha. And Vijnanam, he says, Viseshataha Tadanubhavaha. An enjoyment of the benefit of that knowledge. Specifically, Viseshataha, specifically, enjoyment of the benefit of Jnanam is what now? Vijnanam. First, you can't even attain Jnanam. And where's the question? And enjoying the benefit of Jnanam. So, which means your moksha. The moksha sukham, desire unmanaged, will make you what? If desire is unmanaged, emotions are unmanaged. The whole mind is unmanaged. The entire mind is unmanaged means that there is no qualification, to even to go through discipline of Jnana Yoga. There's no way possibility of doing any understanding through Shravanam. There's no possibility of being any Mananam. There's no possibility of Nidhyasanam. There's no possibility of understanding the subtle facts such as Atma, etc. And there's no possibility of enjoying the benefit of the Jnanam. Is it clear? Vijnanam means what? Viseshataha tadanubhavaha. Specifically, the enjoyment of that knowledge which a person receives from Shastram and the help of the teacher. Tayoho jnana vijnanayoho shreya prapti hetvoho. And what is jnanam and vijnanam? See, jnanam and vijnanam are the means of attainment of moksha. Shreya prapti hetuho. Shreyas means mokshaha. And shreyas prapti, attainment of moksha. And shreyas prapti hetuhu means what? The means of attainment of moksha. Shreyasaha praptehe hetuhu. The beautiful compound word that is. Shreyas prapti hetuhu. Nashanam. So unmanaged desire is the destroyer of the means of attainment of moksha in terms of jnanam and vijnanam. So attainment of jnanam and enjoyment of the benefit of that jnanam attained will be completely prevented by this unmanaged desire. So jnana vijnana yoho is equal to what? Shreyaf prapti hetvoho nashanam. Nashanam means what? Nashakaram. It causes the destruction, ruining of the means of attainment of moksha in the form of jnanam and vijnanam. And may you can't allow that this enemy to be there. Prajahihi. Prajahi. Prajahi. He, the he is different. Prajahi, he. Atmanaha parityaja. So, atmanaha nashakaram, nashanam, prajahi. May you give up, may you defeat it. That's the meaning. So, Bhagavan, Bhagavad-pada, together emphasize the need, the necessity, importance of managing one's desire. That means one must thoughtfully manage one's sense organs. One must have mastery over one's mind. That's the only way of managing the desire. That is how one can protect oneself. One can, protecting oneself means what? Being able to live life dharma is protecting oneself. And being able to attain jnana is absolutely protecting oneself. This is the meaning of that verse. Then let us see next verse. Indriyani, Bhagavad Pada introduces the next verse. Indriyani adau niyamya. So Indriyani adau niyamya. Kamam Shatrum Jahihi. Kamam Shatrum Jahihi. Iti Uktam. May you give up the desire, enemy in the form of desire, first managing your sense organs. This was already instructed. Tatra Kim Ashayaha. Kamam Jahyat. Iti Uchyate. Kimashreha kamam jahyat iti uchyate. Now it is said how the desire, the support of the desire, how the desire should be given up, jahyat, how one should give up the desire which having this support. That is being said in the following verse. Let us see this verse again. Indriyani paranyahu இந்திரியேப்யஃ பரம் மனஹ மனசஸ்து பரா புத்திஹ யோ புத்தேஃ பரதஸ்து ஸஹ இந்திரியாணி பராண்யாஹுஹ இந்திரியேப்யஃ பரம் மனஹ மனசஸ்து பரா புத்திஹ யோ புத்தேஃ பரதஸ்து ஸஹ. It's a very beautiful verse again. Indriyani parani. If a person who has to manage everything, ultimately for what is the purpose? That is made very clear here. Why should we manage our sense organs? Why should I have mastery over the mind? Why should we, you know, manage the desire? Ultimately, what's the purpose? Isn't it? It's made very clear. Indriyani parani ahuhu. So Indriyani means what are here? Pancha Indriyani, Pancha Gyanendriyani. All of our sense organs, seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch. All these powers are Parani. They're exalted. They're superior. Why they are said to be superior? Why they are exalted? Because they serve as instruments of perception, instruments of knowledge. Because external world of objects, the external world is inexplicably vast world of fivefold objects can be perceived only in five different forms as five different objects, isn't it? The external world is dependent on the sense organs to come to light. The external world is no sixth object in the world. The entire world can be reduced to only fivefold objects. That's why fivefold objects of five elemental products. Isn't it? They say pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha. This is, however inexplicably vast it is, indescribably vast also, this world, external world of objects is dependent on the sense organs to come to light. The world has to be perceived only in five different forms, as five different objects, through five different sense organs. Therefore, the sense organs are like the lights which illumine the respective objects. That's why they are superior, they are greater, they are exalted. Indriyani parani ahuhu. The wise people say the sense organs are superior. But what is superior to the sense organs is the mind. Indriyebhyaha param manaha. Manaha is a neutral gender word. You all know very well. I do not remind you at all. Still I am telling you. Param manaha. Indriyani parani. Indriyam param. Indriyani parani. Indriyebhyaha param manaha. What is greater than sense organs? What is more superior to sense organs? What is more exalted than sense organs is the mind. Why? These sense organs, though they're great from the standpoint of the external world of objects being instruments of perception, because they bring the objects to light, but sense organs themselves, to be capable of functioning as sense organs, to be capable of illumining the world of sense objects, to have that greatness of being the illuminators of sense objects. The sense organs are dependent on the illumining mind. Therefore, manaha indriyebhyaha param. Mind is greater than the sense organs. Manaha indriyebhyaha param. Indriyebhyaha param manaha. Manaha manasastu para buddhihi. What is para? Manasaha api para. Manasaha tu para. Whereas, what is superior to the superior mind is intellect. Why? You cannot have a desire for objects without knowing the objects, isn't it? And therefore, manasastu para buddhihi. Even though mind and intellect are the two sides of the same mind, but still there again, mind is inferior, intellect is superior. Manasastu para buddhihi. And buddhehe parataha tu saha. And what is beyond, what is distinct from, what is superior to, what is greater than the intellect is saha atma. It is an atma. Why? It is this atma because of whose mere presence intellect functions, mind functions, sense organs function. Therefore, the external world also comes to light. Which means that atma is beyond the world, beyond the sense organs, beyond the mind, beyond the intellect. But there's nothing beyond atma. Therefore, saha paraha. Manasas buddhehe parat paraha buddhehe parataha to saha. That's the meaning. Buddhehe parataha tu saha. So parataha, that atma is far superior, greater than that intellect. Okay. What's beyond the intellect is this atma. This is the literal meaning of this verse. Why he is talking about this saha now? Having talked about it, see, even though everything has enjoys its own greatness, sense organs are great, mind is greater, intellect is much greater, but still, all the greatness of all these great instruments are meaningful only when you discover what is beyond everything, isn't it? Therefore, that Atma should be discovered. That which is beyond everything, beyond whom nothing else is there, that is the truth of everything, that Atma has been discovered. Therefore, in order to emphasize the importance of knowing that Atma, already the greatness of Atma is mentioned in this verse as that which is beyond everything. Is it clear now? Okay, let us see this verse. Indriyani ado niyamya kamam shatrum jahihi iti uktam. Tatra kim ashrayaha kamam jahyat iti uchyate. We saw that verse already. Indriyani paranyahoho indriye vyav paramanaha manasastu para buddhihi yo buddhe paratastu saha yaha buddhehe parataha tu saha. That which is beyond the intellect, greater than the intellect, is that Atma. Okay. Indriyani, see the Bhashyam now. Indriyani is equal to Shrotradini Pancha. These five subtle powers of perception, which serve as instrument of knowledge, such as hearing power, etc. Shrotra adini pancha means what? Five subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge of perception, such as hearing power, known by the term shrotram, etc. Okay, shrotra adini pancha. Then he says, deham sthulam bahyam parichinnam cha. Deham sthulam bahyam parichinnam cha apekshya. Means apekshya, from the standpoint of the physical body, the gross external object, parichinnam which is limited, saukshmyat saukshmya antaratva vyapitvat saukshmyat saukshmya antaratva vyapitvat apekshaya parani. Parani means what? Prakrishtani. Please see the meaning of the word parani. Parani means prakrishtani. Parani superior. Param singular word, parani plural word. So superior means what? Prakrishtani, utkrishtani, exalted. Who said this? Panditaha. Ahuhu means say. Who say this? We have to take what, when you say, they say means, they means who say? Panditaha. So wise people say. Who are the wise people? People who have profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, have clear vision of the Shastram, are the Panditaha. Yesham pandastis de panditaha. Panda means jnanam. Those who are panda are panditaha.
Okay.
So panditaha ahuhu, wise people say the sense organs are superior. What the reason? He says deham sthulam bahyam parichinnam cha apekshya. We see the sense organs from the standpoint of the physical body, gross physical body, which is external, and also parichinnam, which is limited. Limited by what? Limited by time, space and object. Apekshya, saukshmya antaratva vyapitvat. Saukshmya means subtleness. Antaratva means internity, being internal. And vyapitva means pervasiveness. So due to the pervasiveness, due to that being internal to gross objects, including the body, and due to their subtleness. So sense powers are subtler, therefore they're more pervasive. Being pervasive, they're also what? They're internal to this physical, gross physical body. And also they're subtler. Saukshmya antaratva vyapitvat. They have vyapitvam also. Vyapitvam means pervasiveness. Therefore, they are parani. They're superior, which means what? Prakrishtani. They're exalted. This is what panditaha ahuhu. Wise people say. But we have to understand the subtle internals, okay. Again, because they're functional, the external world of objects, including the physical body, is perceptible. So perceptibility of the external world of objects is dependent on the function of sense organs. See, you perceive the object because the objects are there, or because sense organs perceive. Sense organs perceive, therefore the objects become perceptible. It's a perceptibility itself is dependent on the sense organs, therefore sense organs are superior. In fact, they must be perceived to become the known. They had to be known to have the status of being existent. Therefore, the existence itself is dependent on the external world of objects. The fivefold objects is dependent on then being perceived by sense organs. Therefore, sense organs are superior. Okay. Saukshmya antaratta vyapitvadi apekshaya, vyapitvadi apekshaya parani prakrishtani, vyapitvadi apekshaya parani prakrishtani ahu. Okay. Tatha, similarly, indriyebhyaha parammanaha. Why? Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha indriyebhyaha paraha. Unless the mind backs up the sense organs, attention of the mind is not, if the attention of the mind does not back up the sense organs can simply stare at the objects. They perceive the objects, but the object will not get registered. Yeah. For the objects to be perceived, to get registered, attention must back up the sense organs. Therefore, mind is superior to sense organs. Because sense organs are dependent on the mind. Now, for them to be capable of functioning, to have the status of being the perceivers also, isn't it? Which means, mind is greater, superior. So he says, sankalpa vikalpa atmakam, the mind is in the form of sankalpa and vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa atmakam manaha indriyebhyaha param. Tatha manasaha tu para buddhihi nischayatmika. See, sankalpa vikalpa means what? Samshayatmika manaha, samshayatmakam manaha nischayatmika buddhihi. So, there's a doubt will be there. Which is greater? Doubtful understanding or clear nischayatmika. Therefore, intellect is superior to the mind. So he says, Tatha manasahatu para buddhihi nischayatmika. So sankalpa vikalpatmakasya manasaha nischayatmika buddhihi para. Tatha yaha sarvadrishyebhyaha buddhyantebhyaha abhyantaraha. See, sarvadrishyebhyaha buddhyantebhyaha buddhyantebhyaha abhyantaraha. And that which is abhyantaraha, innermost, interior to even the cognitions in the buddhi, sarvadrishyebhyaha, from all the perceptibles, sarvadrishyebhyaha, from all the perceptible, visible, knowable, and also buddhyantebhyaha, which also obtained within the intellect. And what is internal to that? Abhyantaraha is yaha. What is that? Yam dehinam. Yad dehi. Indriyadibihi. Ashayahi yuktaha. The one who is endowed with all these sense organs. The dehi is the one who is endowed with everything. See, indriyani are ashraya for the desire. But the atma is the one, the dehi is the one who is endowed with these organs, isn't it? So he says, yam dehinam indriyadibihi ashrayaihi yuktaha kamaha jnana avarana dvarena mohayati. It is this, so he says, indriyadibihi ashrayaihi yuktaha kamaha, this desire which is endowed with the support in the form of sense organs, etc. This desire which is endowed with the support in the form of sense organs, etc. What does it do? Dehinam vimohayati. Who is endowed with what? Kamaha yuktaha asti. Desire is endowed with the support, ashayehi. Support in the form of sense organs, etc. So the desire is a phenomenon obtaining in the mind. It has the support of the mind, because adhishtanam of the mind. And it has the intellect also supportive, and sense organs also supportive. So all these are very conducive, contributive for the rising of the desire. Therefore, they say, this kamaha, indriyadibihi ashrayaihi yuktaha kamaha, dehinam yam dehinam mohayati, jnana avarana dvarena, through the covering of the discerning capacity, by covering of the discerning capacity, by covering the discerning capacity, by doing the covering of the discerning capacity, this desire causes, deludes in many ways, whom? This dehi. Whereas, who is the dehi? Buddhehe parataha tu saha. The dehi whom this mind confuses is actually buddhehe parataha. Very beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. This dehi is atma. Dehi is essentially atma. This desire does not delude the atma. This desire deludes the dehi, who is essentially atma. Very careful. Atma is not the dehi, but the dehi is atma. But this, who is dehi? Dehi who is superior to the buddhi. But that dehi, who is more exalted than the buddhi, is deluded by this petty desire, And this year, who surveys the support of the mind, intellect, and sense organs? Who is beyond everything, was superior to everything? It is like a king being enslaved by the servant. Got it now? Do you see the difference? Sometimes this kama fulls of nothing, you see, that's why I have to be very careful. Yam dehinam indriyadibhi ashehi yuktaha kamaha jnanavanadvarena mohayati iti uktam. It has been said now. Who is that? Yaha kaha buddhehe parataha tu saha. That atma is superior to buddhi also. Saha buddhehe drashta. Who is buddhehe parataha? The seer of buddhi. The knower of buddhi. Knower of intellect. Buddhehe paraha. Saha atma. Buddhehe drashta paraha atma. Do you see the meaning now? Buddhehe drashta. Drashtru shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha drashtru shabdaha. In Patama Vibhakto, drashta iti rupam. Isn't it? Drashta, seer. Who is a seer? Here, Atma. Seer of what? Seer of the intellect. And what is that intellect? Intellect which is greater than the superior to the mind. And which mind? Mind is superior to the sense organs. Which sense organs? Sense organs are superior from the standpoint of the external world of gross objects, including the physical body. Sense organs are superior. And this Atma, which is greater than, superior to all these drishyas, all these objects of knowledge. Okay? And that Atma, the Dehi, who essentially Atma. The Dehi, who essentially Atma, it is a Dehinam, this Kamaha, Vimohayati. Is it clear now? The desire causes delusion of this, delusion for this Dehi, who is essentially Atma. Very careful. Atma is not the Dehi, but the Dehi is Atma. Who is Dehi here? The consciousness obtaining within the body mind's complex. Assault body mind's complex is Dehi. Dehi is a temporary qualification because of your association with the Deha. It's like a pot space. Pot space is space only. But why pot adjective is added to pot space? Because associated with the pot enclosure. So the all pervasive, indivisible, undivided consciousness is temporarily given the title of a Dehi because of its association with the body mind and complex. So Dehi is why pot space is space, but space is not pot space, isn't it? This Dehi, who is essentially Atma, it's like what? The pot space is space, but space is not total space, not pot space, isn't it? Therefore, this Dehi is essentially Atma. And then he is confused, deluded. By whom? By this desire. How? The support of all this throughout. Sindriyani, Manaha, Buddhi. And what are they? They are all only objects of consciousness, Atma. And the Atma superior to them is deluded by, the Dehi superior to them is deluded by this desire, which is dependent on these supportive means. Buddhehe parataha tu saha. Kaha saha buddhehe parataha? Drashta. Buddhehe drashta. Buddhehe drashta eva buddhehe parataha. The one who is superior to the intellect is the seer, the knower of the intellect. And who is that seer? Paraha atma. The absolute self, the exalted truth implied by the term Atma. Okay. Therefore what? Tataha Kim. Bhagavad Pada introduces the following verse. So what? If Atparaha is Atma is Paraha, so what? Tataha Kim. Therefore what? Now the meaning, the verse is given. Evam buddhev param buddha. Evam buddhev param buddha. Samstabhyatmanamatmana. Samstabhyatmanamatmana. Jahi shatrum mahabaho. Kamarupan durasadam. Evam buddhev param buddhva samstabhyatmanamatmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupan durasadam. It's a beautiful verse. Why jnanam is important? Pujya Swamiji used to say, you know, catch 22 situation, which means, unless the person becomes free from madness, nobody will give him a girl in marriage. Unless he gets married, he cannot get rid of the madness. Mm-hmm. What will happen? What should happen first? Isn't it? So here he says, unless you attain jnanam, there's no way of resolving desire for good. Unless you manage desire, there's no way of getting jnanam. Therefore he says, if you want to free yourself from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good, completely becoming free from desire, hold of desires, being free from the desires. Being free from desires means what? Being free from the emotional turbulence. Because at least this one phenomenon called desire can contribute for what? In a total mental turbulence, isn't it? Emotional turbulence and disturbance. If a person is free from, we are not asked to undo the desire. We are asked to suppress the desire. We are not told that desire, it is wrong to have desire. No. Desire is a beautiful natural phenomenon. What is symptom of the disease of inadequacy centered on I? Inadequacy. But desire has to be managed initially, and later on, desire has to be resolved for good. How can resolve? Only by knowing the truth, which is superior to the intellect, greater than the intellect, which is the knower of the intellect also. Okay, everything other than this knower of the intellect, everything else comes under the category of the known only. Sense organs, mind and intellect, all, everything comes under the category of the known. And the knower of the intellect is the Dehi, and Dehi is Atma essentially. And by discovering that Dehi Swarupam, now one can discover the fullness. Thereby one can free oneself from the sense of inadequacy centered on I. Thereby one can free oneself from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good. That's the only way of undoing the desire. In Jnanam, desire will resolve. So, Bhagavan says, how to handle this desire? This desire, I tell you, one has to free oneself from the hold of desire by attaining jnanam. But until you free yourself from the hold of desire by attaining jnanam, you have to manage this desire. Otherwise, it will retain you in samsara forever. It will make you sinner. It will make you go against dharma. It will cause all havocs. Therefore, Bhagavan says, finally, how you can resolve the desire? He says, by discovering the swarupam of the Dehi. Let us see the verse now. Evam buddhev param buddha samstabhyatmanamatmana. Evam buddhev param buddha samstabhyatmanamatmana. Jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupan durasadam. Jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupan durasadam. So he says, Evam, in this manner, buddhehe parahasti. There is the dehi swarupam, which is greater than, superior to the intellect also. And buddha, having discovered, having known, having understood that swarupam of the dehi, which is beyond, which is greater than, superior to the intellect. How? Atmanam atmana samstabhya. Atmanam atmana samstabhya. So, atma, the word atma here is mind, okay? Atmanam samstabhya atmana. Samstabhya means what? He says, having disciplined the mind by using the mind itself. So you have disciplining the mind through the mind means simply by knowing the value of dharma, following strictly dharma, then managing one's desire, thereby managing all other emotions also. Emotions. Samstabhya, atmanam, atmana samstabhya. You are managing, you are capable of managing your desires by living a life committed to dharma, then you are managing your entire mind, samstabhya, atmana, atmanam samstabhya. So what now? Shatrum jahi. Durasadam kamarupam shatrum jahi. Hey Mahabaho, O mighty armed Arjuna, may you jahi. May you defeat your enemy in the form of desire, who is Durasadam. Durasadaha kamaha. What does it mean? Acharya says here, Bhagavatpada says, Dukkhena asadaha. Asadanam means what? Praptihi. Asadaha asadanam praptihi yasya. Dukkhena praptihi. Resolution of which involves tremendous difficulty, great difficulty. Therefore what? Dukkhena asadaha asadanam praptihi yasya. The fulfillment of the desire also involves great strain. Durasadaha. For durasadaha asadram praptihi yasya. Tam durasadam durvigneya aneka visheshamiti. Durvigneya aneka visheshamiti. Durvigneyaneka visesham iti. Durasadam. He gives two meanings here for this word durasadam. Durasadaha. One is fulfillment of desire involves tremendous strain. Therefore it is durasadaha. One is it involves great effort. Therefore this durasadaha. In undoing, in resolving it also. So durvigneyaneka visesham iti. Iti. So this durasadam kamarupam shatrum mahabaho jahi. What Bhagavan says finally here in this verse actually. See, freeing oneself from the hold of the phenomenon called a desire for good is possible only when a person becomes free from this common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. There's no way of freeing oneself from sense of inadequacy centered on I, in spite of, irrespective of how much you possess, how much you want. You don't have anything, still there'll be inadequacy. You have so much, still there'll be inadequacy. As Swamiji says, no, the mithya things. A person with a mithyati, everything, any possession is mithya. Any possession, every possession, all possessions are mithya. So with possessing one mithya thing, there is inadequacy. Possessing 100 mithya things, till they'll be in a, because all are equally mithya. Isn't it? One cardboard chair or 100 cardboard chairs. So what? Nothing can be used to sit on it. You can't rely on it for permanent happiness for anything. Therefore, everything in the world is mithya. So any position or possession which you value it as something great, a source of happiness, only mithya. That's why a poor person is inadequate. A rich person also is equally inadequate. Everything is mithya. Of course, temporary pleasures are possible. Comforts are possible. There's only exhaustion of punyam. There's no permanent nitya nirantara sukham is not there. Therefore, what he says, only in knowing what is real, satyam, and claiming that reality as one's own self, resolving one's identity there, resolving oneself in that very truth, and seeing oneself as the whole, real whole, not simply whole, isn't it? Seeing oneself the real whole, a person sees one's limitlessness, absolutely. Absolute limitlessness, absolute fullness, absolute happiness, a person sees as one's own nature. In seeing that, in not seeing a second thing also, that nothing to feel inferior of, there's no second thing to feel be inferior of, there's no nothing to feel superior of, and there's no nothing to be afraid, frightened of, and in that, there is real adequacy, security. Until then, there'll be sense of insecurity will be there. Therefore, jnanam is the only means of resolving this. So, jahihi katham, how? No? Param, buddhehe param, atmanam drishtva. In only by knowing the truth, final solution is what? Jnanam is the only solution. Anything else is what? Dharma is temporary solution. Okay, hold on to dharma, follow dharma, live your life consciously, be prayerful, live your life karma yoga. It's all temporary solutions. Ultimately, you should not forget, only for preparing your mind. But yei must be only jnanam. Buddhehe parataha yaha tam drishtva. Then, you kamarupam durasadam kamarupam shatrum jahi. May defeat that enemy in the form of desire for good by discovering the truth. In discovering the truth, do you destroy the desire? When you discover the dehi surupam atma, dehi is superior to all these, but discovering the atma, the surupam of the dehi, what happens? Do you destroy anything here? Do you destroy the desire? Do you defeat the desire? In fact, your desire also be resolved in the very truth. Desire is Atma. Everything is Atma. Just case come and go. There's a reason for why they appear and they disappear also. So seeing oneself as the source of the very desire. You don't see yourself as the one having this year. You see yourself as the source of very desire. Isn't it? Therefore, when discovering the truth, the fundamental problem can be resolved. Only in discovering, claiming limitlessness, fullness as one's own nature, then the inadequacy centered on I can be resolved for good. The fundamental problem has to be resolved. Otherwise, temporary, the superficially water problems will sort out, problem will not be resolved. When the sense of inadequacy is centered on his eye is resolved, by discovering fullness as one's own sarupam, and the desire, we don't need to chase the driver desire away, desire will resolve by itself. This is what is said what now, okay? Defeating, overcoming, becoming victorious over the enemy called desire. Luckily, not long bhashmas we don't have, very tiny sentences. Evam buddhe param buddha samstabhyatmanam atmanam. See, samstambhanam, samstabhya, if you say, the word is what? Samstambhanam. Stambhanam kritam is what? Making the mind firm, steady, And then also means what? Making it disciplined. Stambhanam, converting the indisciplined mind into a disciplined mind is stambhanakanam, stambhikanam. Stambhanam is making it still. So, samyak stambhanam krutva atmanam. What should you do for that? Svenaiva atmana. Using your own knowledge of right and wrong, and then living consciously life of dharma, you can, when you manage your desires and other emotions, you make your mind disciplined. This is called atmanam, atmana samstambhya. Where do you go for, what do you, there's nothing to go out and ask for anything. Using one's own knowledge of right and wrong, using one's own willpower, trying to choose to do the right, refraining from the wrong, is what? It's the only way of managing one's emotions, including desire. That is how you discipline the indisciplined mind. That is how you become intellectually sharp, emotionally stable. That's how you become eligible to discover the truth. And discover the truth of what? The truth, the seer of the intellect, which is beyond knowledge of the knowledge, knower of the knowledge, knower of the intellect. Discover that, you discover who what? Swarupma of the Dehi. Who is the Dehi again here? Dehi is essence identified with the body, mind and complex, whose source is Brahma, Atma, isn't it? So discovering that, then you, in the wake of that jnanam, when you resolve, it is nothing is attained here. Seeing the whole being manifestation of one truth, and seeing the one truth as only support of everything. In that, all fundamental problems resolve. And what is there is only sukham. This is what is absolute victory. Is it clear? Okay. Let us finish the class today. Evam buddhe param buddhva samstabhyatmanamatmana jahishatram mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. So, the desire is something which cannot be resolved easily, and the fulfillment of which also involves great strain, and which is also of multifarious forms. This is not in one form. It is not easily, cannot be even easily known also. Isn't it? That is durvigyay aneka visesham. And such desire, you have to have mastery over by knowing the truth. And once you discover the knowledge, the source of the buddhi, you discover the truth of the desire also is the same. Okay. It is Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharyasya Sri Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapada Sishyasya Srimat Shankar Bhagavataha Kritau Srimat Bhagavad Gita Bhashe Tritiyodhyayaha. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.